Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Okay, in our second half hour, Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. Send us an email. Our address, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Well, pensions are about to get taxed here in Michigan, something that seniors are less than happy about. Yet lawmakers not showing any real signs of changing course to talk about what that's going to mean for retirees and exactly who is going to be affected. I'm joined by Jacqueline Morrison. She's the state director of AARP Michigan. Jacqueline, welcome to the program.
Hi, Michael. How are you? Pleasure to be with you this evening.
Indeed. Thank you for joining me. Now, the original pension tax proposal was altered to exclude some of the state's retirees, which is a victory of sorts. Aren't a significant number of current Michigan retirees going to be able to avoid the tax?
Well, some will, but what we're finding is that among our membership, most of them will experience an increase in taxes. And we have opposed this pension tax from day one because it is a tax that folks did not plan for. And our older adults and retirees, they were counting on the promise that their pensions would be not taxed by the state. And so we just think it's an unfair tax at this point.
You know, some view the tax as not an insurmountable one. So tell me, just how much of a financial impact is this tax going to have on retirees?
Well, it could mean hundreds or thousands of dollars in a year for a retiree. And for some people, they may think that's insignificant, but it's not insignificant. You know, it's the difference between being able to pay your car note or your house note. Right now, there's just a multi-pronged attack on retirement security. Home assets are going down. Retirement investment accounts are losing their value. And health care costs are going up. And don't be over 50 and try to find a job. So all of these things combined with a looming threat over Social Security and Medicare indicate to me that this is not the best time for the state of Michigan to tax pensions. And we would support, and we still think that our legislature has the option to repeal this tax.
Now, you know, when we saw these changes being made earlier this year, there were demonstrations outside the Capitol over all kinds of different things lawmakers were doing. So I wonder, what is your sense that there will be action taken, and what is it you're asking lawmakers to do in 2012?
Well, clearly the law will go into effect January 1, but we want the legislators to know that they always have the option to revisit this law. And so we are still hopeful that they'll realize that it can be repealed and they'll take into consideration the impact on our seniors and on our state. So that's what we're hoping will happen, and we are going to be educating our members. We know that about 67% of the voters in the state of Michigan, based on a poll that we conducted, oppose the tax and think it's unfair. And we're going to be educating them on possible remedies and letting them know who supported the tax and who didn't. So it's kind of what we hope will happen in 2012 is that there'll be a greater awareness of the impact this has had, the unfairness on the way it's been done, and that the state of Michigan will take a second look at its public policy around taxing pensions.
I'm talking to Jacqueline Morrison, the state director of AARP Michigan. Do you think, Jacqueline, that there will be some political implications to the governor and to Republican lawmakers in the upcoming elections based on this tax?
Well, Michael, the only thing I have to judge that is the response I'm getting from our members. We have 1.4 million members in the state of Michigan. And ever since the tax was announced, our phones and email have been jammed with members who are not satisfied, who want to leave the state, who want the tax repealed, who will find that this is going to be an unfair burden. And they just feel like they've been cheated and they've been a promise has been broken. And so I think there will be consequences because our members do vote. And that's the only thing that I have to judge by.
Well, you know, Governor Snyder and Republicans have said that this is really an issue of fairness and to tax income, both whether a taxpayer is working or retired, is only fair to do in both cases. What's wrong with that argument?
You know, I've heard the argument, well, why shouldn't seniors want to pay their fair share? And that's really not the question. Seniors absolutely support paying their fair share. But this tax was passed by the legislature to help finance an additional business tax break. And if this were about a tax that would help provide senior services or essential government services for children and families, I'm sure we'd probably be having a different discussion. But instead, this tax is going to take hundreds, even thousands of dollars out of the pockets and pocketbooks of individual pensioners living on fixed incomes at the most challenging time in America's economy and in Michigan's economy, in the hope that businesses will do a better job of spending that money than our seniors and their families could. And we think that's just wrong and unfair. We think that, you know, when there is a thriving a middle class who are spending and there's a demand, there'll be jobs. When there's demand for products and services, there will be jobs. And when there are folks who have disposable income, that income is just going to go back into the economy for services. So we think that overall, our members are going to remember this tax, and they're going to continue to register their disapproval.
Well, if you're talking about retirees that are barely getting by on a fixed income, what about the idea of maybe not taxing them, but taxing those that are well off and retired a little bit more?
Well, you know, it's really interesting in terms of just people's definition of low income. Even what we call the middle class are struggling. So I think we need to take a look at the entire policy and just look at what we have promised our current pensioners and let them experience the promise that they were given in their retirement. The way that this has unfolded and been implemented, we think, is poor public policy. We think there may be a better way to resolve some of the economic challenges in our state without putting it on the backs of seniors.
You say there are 1.4 million retirees in Michigan, although the fact that the tax was implemented, and at least at this point, it doesn't look like there's a move to reverse that decision. Doesn't that indicate that lawmakers aren't really maybe intimidated by that number?
Well, we have 1.4 million members in AARP. I don't think I said there were 4 million retirees. We have 1.4 million members who are 50-plus, and there are over 3 million 50-plus residents in the state of Michigan. I don't know if it's a question of intimidation or awareness about the reality of you know, trying to live on a fixed income. So what we hope to do is educate our legislators more, inform our members more about the public policy process, and encourage them to just get in touch with their legislators and let their voices be heard.
Yeah, well, certainly 1.4 million members of, as you said, AARP Michigan is quite a number when it comes to a campaign. Is there a direct campaign to mail and call lawmakers in a repetitive manner to get them to respond?
Well, you know, we did deliver a letter before the close of the legislature to all 148 Michigan legislators, letting them know of our position and our members' position. And at this point, we're not closing off any options. We still think it's an unfair tax, and we'll continue to pursue avenues to repeal the tax. Well, on behalf of our members.
Well, we will certainly see what happens in 2012, a whole new year with a whole new set of possibilities. Jacqueline Morrison, State Director of AARP Michigan, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, when we come back, it's really a horrific story in Kent County where a man is now telling police that he purposely went around and infected, it could be hundreds of people with the AIDS virus. I'll talk to an official at the Kent County Health Department to find out what we know about this guy, what the concerns are, and what the reaction is to this very unfortunate news. That is next. I'm Michael Cohen. You are listening to 1320 WILS.